2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
All-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on any smart speaker, the KSL News Radio app, and in your car at 102.7 FM. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
It's 4 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We have a partly cloudy sky. It's 45 degrees. KSL's top story. There's a new COVID variant, and it's cause for concern after it was detected in a few dozen people. The World Health Organization has dubbed the new variant with a Greek letter. From now on, it's going to be known as the Omicron variant. Dr. Anthony Fauci tells NBC about why this is a concern.
Well, it has a constellation of mutations, Lester, around that spike protein, which is the important protein, kind of the business end of the virus that gets you infected. And since the steepness of the curve in which it is broken out in South Africa is really of concern, because it's a rather steep curve going up, which means that it's spreading really quite rapidly in South Africa. And then we're seeing cases popping up in countries around, particularly when there's been travel from South Africa or Southern African countries to other places like Israel and places like that. And for that reason, the president decided prudently to put the travel restriction on not only to South Africa, but to seven other countries that border South Africa.
The World Health Organization is telling people not to overreact until we know more about the variant. Maria Van Kerkhove with the WHO has advice on reducing your risk of exposure.
Distancing, wearing of a mask, making sure that it's over your nose and mouth with clean hands, making sure you avoid crowded spaces, be in rooms where there's good ventilation, and when it's your turn, get vaccinated.
Meantime, stock markets closed down sharply today over fears about this Omicron variant.
President Biden's new travel restriction on African countries is exactly why the stock markets tumbled. Investors were anticipating travel bans were coming. Airline stocks and other travel stocks saw big declines. Vaccine makers saw their stocks shoot up. Moderna up 20%. Oil prices took a hit, down 12%, with expected less travel. That could result, though, in lower gas prices soon for drivers.
ABC's Alex Stone. Now, if you're wondering how did we get from Delta to Omicron, well, the WHO said they skipped the letters in between. They passed on, for instance, the Greek letter nu to avoid confusion with the word new. And they skipped Z to avoid stigmatizing a religion, which I don't quite understand. But that leaves us with Omicron. It is the Greek letter for O, the short O, pronounced ah. Okay, should Utahns be nervous about this new COVID variant? That's the important part. Health officials here in the state say it'll definitely spread into Utah, but they're just not sure how quickly. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live with more. Paul?
Well, Jeff, this is a brand new variant, so researchers say it's far too soon to know how quickly this variant is going to spread. However, University of Utah virologist Stephen Goldstein says getting the current vaccines should offer at least some protection from this variant. So should we cancel our Christmas plans?
The travel restrictions that are being put in place may slow down a little bit, and I think, you know, Christmas is soon enough that I don't think this variant is likely to have a huge impact on Christmas.
But Goldstein says manufacturers are already working on a vaccine for the new variant. However, the vaccines are effective, the ones that we have, in limiting the severity of the illness. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Paul, it seems unknown in all of this. Do we know if this variant is more dangerous than the previous ones?
That's what Stephen Goldstein was saying. It's way too soon to know. However, it does appear, just as Dr. Fauci was saying, that this appears to be a lot more infectious than the other variants have been.
All right. Thanks a lot. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson. One thing I had heard late yesterday was the Delta variant has two modifications in the spikes on the coronavirus, too. This Omicron variant has 10 variations in the spikes, so they don't know what it's going to do. KSL News Time 404. We have breaking news here on KSL News Radio. Lindsay Ertz reports there was a shooting at a West Valley hair salon. Lindsay's at the KSL News desk. What's going on?
Yeah, Jeff, what we know right now, West Valley City Police say a woman was shot and is being treated at the hospital after an attempted robbery at a West Valley City hair salon. Now, they say this happened around 2:30 in a strip mall at 3500 South and Redwood. Police also say the woman's injuries are non-life-threatening. Now, police say the suspect is said to be a middle-aged black male who fled in a dark-colored or possibly maroon passenger vehicle. And they say several units are in the area still attempting to locate him. Jeff?
All right, thanks a lot. KSL News Time, 4:05. It's a big Utah sports weekend. The Utes are playing right now. They're up 21-13 over Colorado in the third quarter at Rice-Eccles. The Utah Jazz go head-to-head with the New Orleans Pelicans tonight at Vivint. You can hear the Jazz game right here on KSL News Radio starting at 7 o'clock. BYU basketball plays Utah at the Marriott Center tomorrow, 7:30 p.m. BYU football against USC tomorrow at 8:30 p.m. right here on KSL News Radio. It's 4:06. Ricky Meese is here with a quick look at traffic. We have any trouble spots?
We have one. We are all clear. Once again, northbound I-15 through Draper from earlier delays. But the final cleanup of a crash, this is in Murray, westbound I-215 South Belt. It's about 1300 west, but this crash is completely out of traffic on the right. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And my minute of news is on the way next. Stay right here with KSL News Radio.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.